I love a beautiful lawn. I hate doing lawn care. That's why I use True Green. They're the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour. We all know those are some nice greens. So just imagine what they could do to your lawn. All you have to do is water and mow. And to top it off, when you sign up for an annual plan by April 20th, get one application free. Visit truegreen.com for the best lawn at the best price. Guaranteed. Restrictions apply.
Good morning.
Good morning. How are you doing today?
Great.
Excellent.
Thrilled to be here.
Excellent. Got your Christmas shopping done?
Let's see. I might have a couple more things to get.
All right. Do you do it? Or
which would mean that I have a couple things to get.
Here's how I tell.
Craig is having a good day. Not that sunshine blowing out of his ass.
Right.
But when I walk in the office and he hasn't puked in one of the garbage cans.
Yeah, I heard you puked yesterday.
I know he's having a good day.
You didn't even tell me that. I said, Craig normally doesn't puke in the mornings.
No.
I don't. Right. I'll give you that.
Craig usually doesn't have a second cup of coffee.
And, I was in the office. I looked at there was some yellow
substance.
You said,
why was you puking in the trash can? And I'm thinking, did you puke in our trash can?
No.
That's beside me, man.
No. It was a yellow substance in the trash can.
Oh, God. Why is it yellow?
I lifted the
bile?
Because it's bile.
Ew.
You know, he really didn't need anything. Right. And I lifted it up to sniff it.
Oh.
To see what
you thought it was like vanilla flavor.
Why the hell do that?
Sniff the trash can ever.
You know what? Either my nose is dead or it was pretty odorless, Craig.
Now, how'd you know it was puke then? Didn't you taste?
He told me.
Good thing
he
didn't step in it.
Because later on he said, hey, what's that yellow stuff in the trash can?
Yeah.
Vomit.
Yeah, I heard you say vomit in the hallway.
Well, that was an answer to Todd's question.
What was wrong? You get that thing going around like I had last week?
No.
No cold? Okay.
I took an antibiotic and didn't eat anything with it.
Oh.
No, you don't do that. Is what I was told.
Okay.
Yeah, that little exchange between him and Todd was what I heard drifting up the hallway.
Yeah, I heard it too. I was walking behind
him. After the show.
It was after the show. Yeah, that's what I heard. Yeah.
What was that in the trash? Vomit.
That's I heard vomit too.
Whose? Mine.
All right.
So I had a little problem. I don't know if I seemed weird yesterday, but I woke up.
It was 2 days ago yesterday.
No, but yesterday.
2 days ago you took opioids and forgot.
Yeah. And yesterday.
He keeps his pill cases all together.
Well, I've separated them since, but I get up to give myself a...
Oh, you missed it. 2 days ago, he took Oxy instead of Ativan.
Because
the pill bottles are right next to each other on the nightstand, pitch dark at night.
And he just grabs them in the dark.
So he pops some Oxy.
Todd. Oxycodone instead of Ativan.
Oh, no.
Makes a difference in how you feel the next day.
I bet it does.
Yeah. And yesterday morning, I get up to give myself a shot of insulin, and it was heroin.
Oh, well, that's different entirely.
I didn't know you were diabetic. That's weird.
When did you get the diabetes?
I didn't know that either.
No, he thought he had insulin. When he saw his heroin needle laying there, he just thought he was an insulin guy.
Diabetes.
Yeah. So I got to start separating my medication and drugs.
I think nightstand, just laid around the nightstand's perfect.
That's the problem, though.
You grab a needle in the middle of the night, just shoot yourself in the neck, go back to sleep.
It's a little too small.
Yeah. It's Todd's personal farm party.
I need a bigger nightstand.
That's a Deadpool name. Todd's personal farm party.
Yeah, he's got a bowl of drugs just sitting there. He'll reach in, grab a couple.
It's like Jex Mix at his house, except it's right next to him.
Yeah, it's like the candy tray grandma leaves out.
Yes.
Just various and sundry things.
Just grab a couple, you'll be fine.
Christmas is fun at Todd's house. Right. Do you like a mint or an Oxy? I don't know which is which.
Yeah, not sure which you're getting.
I'm not sure how old that oxycodone is.
But try it.
Can I have one of each?
Yeah. I mentioned Deadpool. You can sign up now for the Deadpool, too. Go to TNTRadioEmpire.com, click on Craig's Deadpool, it's right there.
Is that
all self-explanatory?
Pretty easy.
I don't know, but it's self-explanatory.
Pretty self-explanatory. Yep.
That's what we understand.
Now, I don't get a lot of questions, so occasionally I get questions, but...
Re-up on the Deadpool. Do it now.
I can't answer them.
I forward those to Len Dog, like I forward the healthcare questions to Dr. Mina.
I've been answering how you get a nun pregnant,
right
too.
Yeah, me too.
Oh, have you?
Okay, good. Yeah. So maybe the same people are getting their answers back.
That's nice.
Yeah, it's be.
It's fun to write it. It's fun to write it.
Something I think.
I never get responses after I write it back, though. I never write the answer.
Everyone should know by now, but I guess.
No.
The newer generations haven't been exposed to that.
Or people are afraid to call.
True.
You know.
But no one has acknowledged, my God, that is a genius punchline? Because it is.
Well, no, they know it is. They just don't respond to it.
And perhaps I'm building it up a little too much.
You are, actually.
Perhaps I'm analyzing it a little too much.
Yes, you are.
The responses I generally get are, I wasted 2 minutes of time typing out that email.
See, and I don't like those responses.
Because the answers are easy.
Well, I think, like,
I'm not going to talk them into
the
a joke.
The buildup has been
pretty big.
Set the bar kind of
high. And by
high.
Talking about it now, it's too not
and although
good.
Although it may be a funny joke, I don't think it lives up to the buildup.
Nothing does.
Nothing does.
It'd be hard to.
What's new, Craig?
Oh, nothing we really want to know about.
All right, here's some Zeppelin.
Thank you.
On the Todd and Tyler Radio.
Nothing we really want to know about. Russians aren't going to the Olympics.
Yeah, I mentioned that. I was going to say, I know it's crazy talk, and I don't really want to get into it right away, but I mean,
but he will.
I still think Trump will tweet about this. It's a shame Russia's not in the Olympics. I swear, he's crazy. He's just that crazy. They cheated, and I'm glad the IOC said no.
Well, and all
now, if you're clean, you're a clean athlete, you can go, and from Russia you can go, but it's a white flag or something like that.
Olympic athlete from Russia is the flag under which you would compete.
Yeah, but it wouldn't be a team.
Warm-ups.
Yeah, it wouldn't be a team.
Yes, it would be generic team.
Right.
Beer or team.
Yes.
Yeah. That'd be
team.
Funny.
I mean, probably just said team.
Give them white jackets with black print that just says team.
Right. Well, once again, I heard the story, I didn't even realize the Olympics are coming up. And once again, I don't care about the Olympics, so it didn't matter to me.
Well, it's the 2018 Winter Olympics coming up in what, February?
In Japan.
Yeah,
right?
I think it's all pretty much most of February, isn't it?
Yeah, they last a while.
And who has the bobsled team this year?
Most countries.
No, there's like an African nation.
So it's not Jamaica?
Yeah, the place that doesn't have any snow has a bobsled team.
Mm. They eat the poo-poo.
Is that the name of the country?
No, it's
eat
not.
Eat the poo-poo.
The systemic manipulation of the anti-doping system in Russia.
Yeah, this is East German stuff from the 70s with the when they had finger-long clitori.
Right.
That would be the Nigerian women.
That's
Nigerian
right.
Women have a bobsled team.
Yeah.
I read that in a news magazine.
It's all about being fast. It's the steer.
Yes.
It's the steer, though. That's why teams like that don't finish out well.
I bet they're not nearly as funny as the Jamaican bobsled team.
Hopefully there's a movie about the Nigerian chick.
Because those guys were hilarious.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
Because they don't have John Candy on the Nigerian bobsled
team. They were
team.
Funny.
Yeah.
And the guy who was connected with the Jamaican bobsled team, not nearly as funny as John Candy.
No.
Oh, really?
No, Nigeria.
That's too bad.
It is.
You never know.
Maybe you just didn't know him.
I'm looking at an official statement from the Bobsled and Skeleton Sports Federation of Nigeria.
God.
Is that a part-time gig?
I would think so. You gotta believe, you know? How much could there really be to do?
Yeah.
Like once every 4 years, you got to work up a press statement.
Well, somebody has a bobsled team. You still have to qualify to get in the Olympics. Yeah,
yes.
That's the thing.
Yeah.
So they must have went around and did something, you know?
Yeah, they had to have. Yeah. They did qualify.
Yeah, they had to qualify.
Yeah.
You just can't just because you're a country and put a sled together and show up, you can't be in the Olympics, which would be better. They just throw guys flying off the side on a bobsled. There goes boobla boobla off the end.
Usually that's the luge.
Yeah, the luge goes right over, but they would wreck these big ones too if they could.
Ooh. Yeah, I think they went to.
We're killing our February Olympic coverage, by the way.
Oh, Calgary, who hosted the Olympics in years past.
They need somebody to take over for Matt Lauer,
and
too,
practice
by the way.
There.
Matt Lauer's
and that's
a big
how
part.
They ended up qualifying.
Right.
New York Senator Chuck Schumer says the very same cyberbots that make concerts sell out in seconds are now having a real Grinch-like effect on holiday shoppers. He says computers are being programmed to snatch up hundreds of popular toys and holiday gifts online and then sell them on the secondary market for up to $1,000, leaving frustrated customers in the dust. He's calling on the National Retail Federation and Retail Industry Leaders Association to take action and prevent Grinch bots from purchasing toys in bulk and scalping shoppers during the holiday season.
So they take the hot toys and they buy it like it's a hot concert ticket.
Yeah. Buy them all.
Sure.
And now we'll sell them back to you.
Why not?
For, you know, two, three, four times.
Everything's online now. If you want to shop online. They still have some of the stores. You can line up and beat the old lady next to you to inch of her life for
or
a Cabbage Patch doll.
Get your ass beat by the lady by the old lady next to you.
Good point.
While she's going for the Cabbage Patch doll.
Yes, she is.
But they will do like online. I've seen like you know, kind of online doorbuster sales
where
they'll have a timer on the actual page saying this deal is only good for
but
like
then the bots
one
are
hour.
Buying those up, it sounds like.
Yeah.
New Lamborghini
what is
SUV.
New kid? I don't have a kid anymore. I don't have little kids anymore.
What's the Tickle Me Elmo?
Yeah. Like what's no 5 and 6 year olds? Your daughter's age, you're even beyond that now. No,
Bitcoin, the kids all want.
They want Bitcoin.
Yeah, they do. They want Bitcoin.
Good point.
Yeah, that's fun to play.
You got grandkids. What do they want, Craig?
I know. Although I did.
I'll tell you.
What do I know?
What?
There's a big list that she made at our house.
How old is she now?
She's 7.
That's perfect.
And she made a list. You know, she went through the catalog or whatnot, and she made a list of the things that she wants. And I have not looked at it.
Yeah.
Oh, you haven't.
I don't care. I mean, I care in a sense, but I'm not the one that's going to be getting anything off that list.
Yeah, you're right.
So, you know, yes, of course, I want her to be happy, and it's a beautiful thing.
You should point to stuff and say, Santa doesn't have that. That's out of stock at Santa's place, and Santa's not going to get that.
Santa didn't make enough of those.
Sorry about that. Santa says that's too expensive even for you.
Santa doesn't love you enough to buy that.
Oh, that way.
That's
a good one.